Pulse 2 Match Day Live. He's got his Lucas, eh? Because it's been a while since he's played for the Bantams. So he's probably going to feel it a little bit later. Kelvin Miller joins us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Pleased to be back and pleased to probably score as well today, I fancy.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't really expecting to score. I didn't even know I was playing, to be honest, until obviously we walked into the dressing room and found out this afternoon I was playing. So it's a bonus to score. Unfortunate to come out with the win.
Yeah, you should have listened to Pulse 2 on Friday because the manager said you might have you back. How close were you to maybe playing on Good Friday? Was that ever a likelihood?
I felt good in myself, to be fair. I trained a couple of days last week, but I didn't get a full week in. That was the reason why I didn't really get involved. But yeah, just buzzing to be back out there.
Yeah, it must feel a bit of a frustrating season for you. Every time you've been sort of on a roll of games, you've got yourself injured. And it's an if and only maybe for City fans, I think, that we've not seen more of you.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely been a bit of a setback season for me personally. And never really had a season where I've been injured this much, ever really. So yeah, it's been a frustrating year. But it's been a frustrating year for everyone, so...
Absolutely. It's probably a little bit frustrating today. We probably did enough to win the game, I think.
Definitely, yeah. We knew exactly what Gillingham were about, and they're a big physical side, and we battled well with them. Especially first half, we could have been 2-3, who knows. But at the end of the day, it's a 90-minute game, and that's that.
Has it been tough watching for you as well? Because obviously it's the business end of the season. You want to be out there and do your bit, and the results haven't happened for us.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Obviously, watching on the sides, you can't physically do anything. But it's football. It has its ups and downs, and you just got to get back up now and roll the sleeves up and get going.
Yeah, and as far as the manager is concerned, as a player, you know him better than probably anyone else. What will he bring to this club? Because obviously he's going to be here next year and he's building for next year.
Yeah, definitely. He's a very good manager. I had my two best years under him.
Does he demand a lot of the players?
He demands. His standards are very, very high. And he makes that clear to all the lads. He's very psychological, and he will... like get all the lads together and do things, and it'd be very good.
Yeah, well, we certainly need an overhaul. As far as your future is concerned, I think you've still contracted, aren't you, for another year?
Yeah.
So you're happy to continue here at Valley Parade?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, obviously it's a big summer ahead as well. But as far as the last two games are concerned, what can we do as players? What can we do for the fans? Just go out and try and win them both and end the season on a positive?
Yeah, definitely. That's what we aim to do today. But we fell short a little bit. But we've just got to keep going and keep pushing and hopefully win the last two.
Yeah, it's been difficult, hasn't it? Because there's no doubt there's a good nucleus of good players in the team. As a team, we've not seemed to gel quite enough to get results this season. I know it's hard to put you on the spot, but what do you think's gone wrong?
It's a tough question.
Probably injuries haven't helped.
Yeah, I think we've had injuries.
But the shape of the team, you know how Gary likes to play. He talks about pace out wide and big fella up front, and we've not had those players at our disposal.
No, we've sort of had one plan, and that's that, and it's not worked. It's been tough for the lads. We tried to do it, but it's just... we haven't got the players to do that.
Yeah, and we've had different managers, so that must have been a difficult year for you. You're probably used to maybe having one or two managers in a year. We've had three already.
Definitely.
How's that been for the team?
It's not nice anyone getting sacked, to be honest with you. It's a tough sport, and it does take its toll on the lads. But you can't blame that really. It's us that are doing the work on the pitch, and that's that.
Yeah, so big on a positive. Glad to be back. Glad to be scoring. Maybe another one before the end of the season.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Maybe two.
You've scored a belter this year. Probably on for goal of the season, aren't you? With that Peterborough one early in the year.
Yeah, two seasons on the run isn't bad.
Yeah, there you go. Top man. Well, he's got a smile on his face. And I'm sure City fans, it's nice to get a point after the run we've been on, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. The fans are brilliant today, and we had a good reception. I got a good reception myself, so we were really happy.
All right, well done. Top man, Kelvin Miller, joining us, Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Smile on his face, got the goal today.